You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather is with us. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's start with the impact of the government on you and the weather and the way you collect it. What's happened? Anything?
Well, a lot of our computer models are still coming in as per normal, but there are also some other data feeds that are not. The sites that they consider to be important for survival of life and no damage to property is working, but some stuff is not.
Okay, let's take a look then at what you've been able to collect and what the models are saying about the harvest and how it would proceed across the Midwest over the next week or so.
Well, we're going to have some challenges, no doubt about it. We're going to see a system roar out of the Gulf of Alaska into the Pacific Northwest today and tonight, then slam into the Rockies as we get into Thursday and Friday. And this system, out ahead of it, is going to produce some rain and some showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday over Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, and eastern areas of the Dakotas. And there'll be some shower and thunderstorm activity over the central and western Corn Belt as well. It will, believe it or not, be cold enough that South Dakota, North Dakota, portions of the Arrowhead of Minnesota, as well as portions of the Rocky Mountain West, will see some snow before the week's over. And we're going to see temperatures dropping into the low to mid-30s as early as Saturday night and Sunday morning in some areas that I just mentioned.
Oh, wow, that's cold. How soon will that make its way into the western part of the Midwest?
Well, the west part of the Midwest will definitely wake up Sunday morning, and you'll walk outside and say, wow, it's feeling like fall. I see some 30s. Now, I don't know if we're looking at a hard freeze yet, but when I look behind this system, I see another shot of colder air coming in out of south-central Canada and moving into the exact same areas, the northern plain states, western Corn Belt, towards the middle to the end of next week. That one certainly has the potential, at least as it looks as far out now, to bring freezing temperatures in some areas.
Cold temperatures are one thing. Rainfall is an entirely different thing in the Midwest during the harvest season. It tends to slow the progress down pretty quickly, especially if there's enough of it. What do you see?
Well, I certainly see that as a possibility in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, eastern areas of the Dakotas, and maybe as far south as portions of northern Missouri. I think the central and eastern Corn Belt, while there will be precipitation, will not be as heavy, at least not heavy enough to cause, I think, any major delays. But those northern and western areas are definitely going to be having some big impacts.
Planting progress should be picking up in South America, where they'll be sowing the soybean and corn crop for the coming year.
Well, it's going to be a little dry down there, although we are going to see some areas of Brazil and central and northwest Argentina getting some rain. Overall, the trend right now has been a little bit on the dry side, and right now the forecast is for generally dry conditions, any precipitation, not enough to really get things too moist down there.
Don, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. You have a great day.